And the third one, Kodim after Shul Chanukah. So we end up with Chanukah, and since we end up with Chanukah, therefore the Haftarah is also run of the Simcha, is the Chanukah Haftarah. And Chal Rish Chodesh Bechoyl. If Rish Chodesh came in a weekday, then you take out two Sifrei Torah, Matzim Shnei Svarim, the Kodim Be'echod, Gimel, the Shel Rish Chodesh. The first Sefer Torah, read three Aliyahs from the Rish Chodesh Leining, the Kodim Echod Shul Chanukah, from the second one, you read the one Aliyah and the Chanukah Leining. Im Torah Chazim Bechoyl, Dal Rishol Chodesh. So now he used up all his aliyahs and he didn't get yet to Chanukah. If they did not yet take it out, when Amatriya Pensiva take another Sefer Torah, and you just suffice with the Kriyas of Torah of Rosh Chodesh, because the Ikar Kriya is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. Abel and Messiah Sefer Beis, they already took out the Sefer Torah, so it's not called for the Sefer Torah, that shouldn't be used. Even though normally during a weekday we do not add aliyahs, but over here it's going to look as the Sefer Torah Shein is possible, so therefore we permit to have this extra aliyah. And then you say Kaddish after the last aliyah, because it's supposed to say Kaddish Lachachil after the entire aliyah. The Shabru says that if they made Kaddish after the fourth aliyah and suddenly they woke up, then they don't say second Kaddish afterwards. It's a Chiddush, there'd be room to say, since it's another Kriya, they say Kaddish after that. No, it's enough. Yeah, people wake up at all different times. Mm-hmm. As someone came to me after Musaf, they chat that the chazan didn't say Yal v'yovah and chadosh v'shas v'shachris. Says the Rambam, Tov v'hisri likris shel Chanukah. They switch the order and they start with Chanukah. Tzach l'havsik likris v'shel v'shoigish. Shemen is Chiddush. That even though he started Chanukah, you have to take a break in the middle of the Kriya and switch into the right order. And the Ma'isim Shabru brings the Taz, he disagrees with this. And he says, once you start, you don't have to be mafsik. The Kohen gets Chanukah, and then afterwards you read Rosh Chodesh. It is a very complicated halacha. Therefore, try to avoid that. Make sure the Gaboyim have things right. In a case where by accident he started with Chanukah and he stopped in the middle, so there's a discussion. Now that in the middle of that same aliyah, he's going to start reading Rosh Chodesh, there's a discussion whether he has to make another bracha, because when we made this bracha, he did not have intent to read that second parasha. Shavu says that the minig lemaisa is that he should make another bracha.